From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address. In his final speech to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday, the president urged Americans not to fear the future.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
He said the U.S. economy is improving and vowed to make his top foreign policy priority the protection of the American people from terrorist networks.
Both Al-Qaeda and now ISIL pose a direct threat to our people because in today's world, even a handful of terrorists who place no value on human life, including their own, can do a lot of damage.
He said during the past year, the U.S. helped stop the spread of Ebola in Africa, forged a new free trade agreement in the Pacific, restarted diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealed the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. defense sources say the crews of two small U.S. Navy vessels being held by Iran are to be freed early Wednesday. They were transiting between Kuwait and Bahrain when they lost contact and may have suffered mechanical trouble. Former diplomat James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy said it's important to know this was a case of innocent passage.
Just because a foreign military vessel enters your waters doesn't mean that you can seize that vessel and the personnel.
The Iran Fars news agency said the crew members had been arrested for being inside Iranian waters. Guinean President John Mahama Tuesday defended his decision to accept two Yemenis released from the U.S. military detention center in Guantanamo, Cuba, insisting they pose no security threat and they'll be monitored. But a coalition of Christian clergy and opposition warned they could endanger national security. This is